Sounds of heavy and light machine gun fire rattled Maiduguri as Nigeria's army pounded suspected hideouts of the Islamic rebels in a bid to flush out remnants of the militant Boko Haram sect. Army commanders say it is only a matter of time before the Taliban-style group will be completely destroyed. Security forces have also launched a door-to-door search for members of the group. State officials say the leader of the militants, Muhammad Yusuf, may have escaped the military onslaught and fled with hundreds of his supporters. Government forces say they killed the deputy leader of the sect and appealed to the public to help in tracking fleeing members of the group. Maiduguri, the capital of Borno, has been the center of violence in northern Nigeria that started Sunday when militants attacked a police station in Bauchi. President Umar Ayadua has ordered troops to crush the movement once for all. But many were not impressed with the government's response to the crisis. A security analyst in Lagos, Patrick Keku, says the government has not paid enough attention to security issues, despite the country's numerous crises.
In the present dispensation we are in the country, we are pregnant with a lot of problems. With that, I expect the security agencies to be 24 hours alert. But sometimes, I would say the government does not take really security serious, except it happens. Because certain things that government will provide to enhance these people doing the job are not there.
About 300 people have been killed in 4 days of clashes between security forces and militants seeking to impose Islamic law throughout Africa's most populous nation. Nigeria's 150 million people are roughly split between Muslims and Christians. Gebede Castle for VOA News, Abuja.